I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
Oh, the Bible is right. The Bible is right. You know the Bible is right. Don't Pastor say that every week, glory to God, because I believe it. Amen. We're so thankful that we have something that we can turn to, glory to God, and know that it's right, glory to God. I appreciate that, glory to God, and so do you. I know you do, glory to God. Well, beloved, we're in Proverbs. I'm enjoying Proverbs. God's grace has helped me to bring Proverbs to you every week, glory to God. It's by God's grace, amen. And I'm glad about it. Glory to God. And we're down to Proverbs, the 17th chapter. And we're at the 11th verse. Proverbs 17:11. Glory to God. Very thankful to be reading God's word in peace and in the right mind, in my right mind. Amen. What a privilege. What an honor. Glory to God. Proverbs 17:11 says, in the King James Version, I'm going to read two other versions too. In the King James Version, it says, an evil man seeketh only rebellion. Therefore, a cruel messenger shall be sent against him. An evil man seeketh only rebellion. Amen. In the Positive Thinking Bible, it says, cruel people want to rebel, and so vicious attackers will be sent against them. And in the Tanakh, it says, an evil man seeks only to rebel. A ruthless messenger will be sent against him. Amen. And in all these versions, one of the first things that we see is that rebellion brings attackers against you. That makes sense, because we know one of God's spiritual laws is that you reap what you sow. So if you attack and rebel against some entity, glory to God, attackers are going to be sent against you. Amen? And we also see here the real motive of evil men. The real motive of evil men is to rebel. Now, we understand the meaning of this. By God's grace, we understand the meaning of this verse. When a man seeks only rebellion, let me read it again so that you see it. An evil man seeks only rebellion. So we see that when a man seeks only rebellion, he is an evil man. Amen? We can see that he is an evil man. And an example of this that comes to mind very quickly is Absalom. Who's Absalom? Well, he was one of King David's sons. Amen. King David had a son, and this man was extremely handsome. It said that he was extremely handsome, and one of the most beautiful things about this young man was his hair. He had long, thick, dark, beautiful hair that God gave him. And God gave him position in this life as the son of David. Well, you know the story. The king's son, Absalom, one of the things he did was that without realizing it, he let the enemy put in his heart that he would rule better than his father, King David, his dad. King David. And so he began rebel against his dad. And what he would do is, behind his dad's back, he would go around and talk to people and tell them, I would have given you a better case. Because in those days, when you wanted a case resolved, you came to the king, and he sat on the judgment seat and would hear your case and render you a verdict. And so Absalom would go to people and said, well, I would have judged this way. I wouldn't have been so severe with you. Or you would have had, if I was the king, you would have received this, or you would have received that. What is that? Rebellion. Treachery. Amen? Treachery. And it goes so far, the Bible says, and it's evil, it goes so far that the Bible says that he who returns evil for good, evil shall never depart from his house. Another reason why we as Christians don't want to render evil for evil. Because if you render evil for good, someone does nothing but good to you, and you return evil to them, the Bible says evil will never depart from your house. So not only have you condemned yourself, but you've condemned your children, your grandchildren, and all future generations. Amen. To some form of evil situation, because you've broken one of God's laws that says, do not return. Why do you think the Lord taught us not to return evil for evil? Amen? Glory to God. So Absalom rebelled against his father, King David, and went around, and finally he fomented an actual out-and-out war or rebellion where he was going to actively take over the kingdom. And so what did David do? David sent out Joab, his main general that was in charge of his armies. Amen? Now, one thing we know about rebellion, that if you rebel, the authorities that you rebel against, they're going to send out all kinds of men, bounty hunters, headhunters, and all kinds and types of ruthless men against you. And these types of men will not play by the rules, but be merciless against you and hunt you down. They'll hunt you down. Another example is someone like Saddam Hussein. Huh? Where did they find him? In a ditch. He was hiding in a little cave, a little enclosure with dirt over the enclosure to try to hide him. He went from palaces, several palaces, to hiding out in dirt. Amen? Why? Because he rebelled, and folks, killers and assassins were after him. Bounty hunters were after him because he rebelled. Amen? Glory to God. When you rebel, nice things don't happen to you. Nice things don't happen to you. Nice things didn't happen to Saddam Hussein because I don't know if you saw it, but they showed the video of his hanging. They hung him. And you saw the trap door open. You saw the rope around his neck and the trap door open, and he fall down and was hung. That was not a pleasant sight to see. And it wasn't pleasant for Absalom either. He rebelled against David. David turned the rebellion around, and he sent his main general, Joab, to go, and he told Joab to go easy on the child and not to hurt the child. I guess David wanted him arrested, but not hurt. But when you send warriors, soldiers, bounty hunters out after a rebellious person, they're not the nicest people in the world themselves. And so they're not going to treat the person they're hunting for very nicely. Amen? No, they're not going to treat you very nicely. And so in the course of hunting down Absalom, some men told him that they saw Joab hunting down Absalom, some men told Joab that they saw Absalom. He was on his mule riding, and he was riding through some woods, some low-hanging branches. He had long, thick hair, beautiful hair. Well, the long branches, the low-hanging branches, he was trying to ride under them, and his hair got entangled in the branches. And, of course, the mule under him kept going and walked out from under him, and so he was hanging by his hair in the branches. The branches had entangled themselves in his hair, and he was literally hanging by his hair and low-hanging branches of trees in this forest. Well, the word got back to Joab that Absalom was entangled. And so Joab asked, where did you see this? They told him what direction Absalom was and where he was. Joab rode up to where Absalom was, saw him hanging by his hair, and took out some darts and threw several darts in his body and in his heart and eliminated the boy, liquidated him. Amen. I'm trying to use nice language here. Liquidated him. Amen. Glory to God. Because Absalom rebelled against. And so when Joab came back to David and told him that his son Absalom was dead, David was so distraught that Joab got angry, because he said, wait a minute, you're crying over someone that tried to overthrow you and rebel against you and destroy your rule. And the men that went out and upheld your rule and upheld your kingdom, you don't seem to care about them. All you care about is your son Absalom, who tried to rebel and take over your kingdom and wipe you out. And so Joab was very angry and disturbed about that. Amen? But Absalom, who rebelled, how did his rebellion end up? It ended up in his death. Amen? Glory to God. And so, glory to God, we see that rebellion does not pay. Has it paid for the devil? It hasn't paid for the devil. He lost all at Calvary. He lost all his power, all his authority, all everything, amen, his dominion in the earth, his power over death, hell, and the grave. Glory to God. He lost it all because he rebelled against our Father God, amen. It didn't pay for him. It didn't pay for Hitler, who rebelled against the world order of decency. He wanted to enslave the entire world. That didn't work. How did he end up? He liquidated himself. Amen. Glory to God. And it didn't work for Absalom. So we see that rebellion doesn't pay. Amen. Hold on. I'm up against a commercial. I'll be right back. Hold on. I'll be right back.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC, is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
Beloved, we were reading in Proverbs 17:11, an evil man seeketh only rebellion. Amen. Therefore, a cruel messenger shall be sent against him. And the cruel messenger might be a deputy or a sergeant or someone to come out against you, or it could be a messenger or an angel from God, amen, to come against you. And so we see from this verse that rebellion does not pay. Rebellion does not pay. But when you cooperate, glory to God, with the powers that be, when you cooperate, glory to God, with God, blessings are yours. Amen. Blessings are yours when you cooperate. Listen, we're already in the book of Proverbs. So let's go to Proverbs 13:6. Let's look at Proverbs, the 13th chapter, the 6th verse. The 13th chapter, the 6th verse says, righteousness keepeth him that is upright in the way, but wickedness overthroweth the sinner. Amen. You see? Right there. Someone's wicked, they reap what they sow. They get overthrown. Amen. But the Bible here says, righteousness keepeth him that is upright in the way. When you obey the laws of God, when you're in right standing with God through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, born again, and therefore, like I said, in right standing with God through Jesus Christ, glory to God. The Bible says there that your righteous, that righteousness, it says righteousness keepeth him that is upright in the way. Amen. So the righteousness that's imparted to us, that's imputed to us when we get born again, that keeps you, the Bible says. Isn't that wonderful? That keeps you. Glory to God. Let's go to 16:17. We're in the book of Proverbs. 16:17. In Proverbs 16:17, it says, the highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. So someone who doesn't rebel, glory to God, the highway of the upright is to depart from evil. Glory to God. We know not to rebel. I'm not talking about petitioning the government. I'm not talking about legally making a case. I'm talking about out-and-out rebellion. Amen? Never works for good. Amen? But the highway of the upright is to depart from evil. And we've seen from this scripture that rebellion is evil. When a man seeks nothing but rebellion, he's evil. Amen? And here, the Bible says, our highway, glory to God, is to depart from evil. And so we don't engage in rebellion. Amen? Glory to God. Because we always remember that the original one who rebelled, that started all this craziness. Amen? And so we don't want to be like him. Glory to God. So we submit to God, and we enjoy the blessings of God. Glory to God. And the peace of God. Glory to God. And then in Proverbs 19:16, we're just looking at some scriptures here. 19:16, for those who don't rebel, look at the blessings we have. Proverbs 19:16, he that keepeth the commandment keepeth his own soul. But he that despises his way shall die. He that keepeth the commandment keepeth his own soul. Amen. God has laid down commandments. And when one doesn't rebel against those commandments, glory to God, you keep your own soul. Amen. You have love, joy, peace, happiness, kindness. Amen. All the fruits of the Spirit manifest themselves through you. Amen. Because you're not in rebellion. Amen. Glory to God. But you esteem God. You esteem his word. Amen. Glory to God. Look at Proverbs 28:7. Talking about not rebelling against God or his law, that rebelling against God in any form is evil. Amen. Proverbs 28:7. Whoso keepeth the law is a wise son. The law is a wise son. And God has laid down his word, laid down his law in the Bible. Amen. And the Bible here says that whoso keepeth the law, glory to God. Whoso keepeth the law is a wise son. Is a wise son. And so you're wise because you When the Lord Jesus knocked on the door of your heart, you said, yes, 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 come in and sup with me. Amen. You were a wise son or daughter. Amen. And the Bible says, he that keepeth the law is a wise son. Glory to God. We thank God for you. Amen. And then in Proverbs 29:18, it says, glory to God, where there is no vision, the people perishes. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. He that doesn't rebel against the law, but keepeth the law, happy is he. Now, when you talk about natural things, he that keepeth the law is happy. You know, if you, knowing that we're instructed to obey all the ordinances of man and not to rebel unless they go against the direct commands of God, but if they don't come against the direct commands of God, we are to obey the authorities. Amen. And the Bible lets us know here that when we obey the law, happy are we. And it is a blessing when you know that. I'm just giving things that come to my head, not really deep things, but things that come. If your car registration is right, you've obeyed the law and you paid your car registration. You got car insurance on your car. You've obeyed the law. You got that insurance. The speed limit says 65, 60, and you're going 60 or 62, whatever. You obey the law. And as you come down the highway, you see cars pulled over by the state troopers, but you're happy as you zoom by because they didn't pull you over. Amen. And you're happy that you're not pulled over. And why didn't you get pulled over? Because you obeyed the law. When you treat your wife and you treat your boss and other people right and do the right thing, happy are you, because then you can live happily. No one is upset with you because you tried to be sneaky and tried to do underhanded stuff for some advantage, but you've obeyed all the little things that you needed to obey. And then in the spiritual, when you obey God, amen, when you do the things that he asks you to do, amen, and his commandments are not grievous. Love your neighbor, which means don't work any evil against them, amen, and then love other people as you would yourself. How you do that? Well, love others. People say, I don't know how to treat other people. Well, treat others as you would want to be treated. It's not a mystery. It's not a mystery how to treat other people. Just think about how you would want to be treated. Would you want somebody to snap at you and be angry and everything you say just fuss you out? No, you wouldn't want that. So don't do that to other people. Would you want to have someone to hurt you, just walk up and hurt you? Would you want someone to come up and mess up your desk and mess up? No, you wouldn't want that. Don't do that to other people. Treat other people as you would want to be treated. Amen? Now, there's going to be times when you're going to offend someone because maybe you didn't know all their little idiosyncrasies and all their little ways. Sometimes people have certain ways. I've run into people, they don't, it's strange. If you order food for them, they don't want you to touch the straw or touch the, or I mean, some people got strange ways. And if you accidentally step on their, do something against their way, they get offended. Amen. But then you simply ask them to forgive you. You didn't know. Amen. And most times they forgive you because they know you didn't know. Amen. But if you rebel against the things that you know that they don't appreciate, if you rebel, if you're always rebellious, arguing, contentious, amen, then you're going to receive that back. You're going to receive that back, amen. But I thank God that the Bible says that he that keepeth the law, happy is he, amen, happy is he. And I found that in my own life. Sometimes I'll be meditating, and I'll be thinking of that very verse. That very verse will come particularly when I'm on the highway driving. And let's say I'm driving too fast. My wife will let me know, you're going too fast. Amen? Sometimes the Holy Spirit will bring that verse back to my mind. He who keepeth the law, happy is he. And I'll slow down, and don't you know, I'll see the state trooper hidden on. I'll be so glad that I'm doing the speed limit or a couple of miles above the speed limit. A lot of times they're gracious. You can go up 5 miles over the speed limit. But you know what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to come up with something that you can relate, because I can't see you out there and know you. But you know what I'm trying to say. When you have paid, let's say taxes were due, and you did your taxes, and something came up, and for those that didn't do their taxes, they have to suffer some great punishment, a fine or something. Oh, you're so happy that you obeyed the law. You're so happy that you did what you were supposed to do. Amen? You're so glad that you obeyed. And that's the Bible says, he who keepeth the law, happy is he. Glory to God. Don't you want to be in line with God? God doesn't like rebellion in any form. And if you rebel, I'm not talking about making a case for your situation. I'm not talking about a legal petition. I'm not talking about, I'm talking about rebellion, out and out rebellion. Something says, somebody says something and it's legal and it's for you, and you say, I refuse to answer this. I refuse. I will not. You can't make me, and I won't. That's out and out rebellion. And I tell you, that's going to end up, it's not going to end up well. Amen. But whoso keepeth the law, God's laws, and does the right thing, he is he. And aren't we happy? God keeps us happy in spirit, soul, and body. Because now we're not perfect in the flesh and everything. Glory to God. But don't you know that God's grace covers that? He knows that we're not lawbreakers. Amen. Glory to God. You might accidentally break the law on some small point. Amen. But the reason God doesn't come down on you, because he knows you're not a lawbreaker. Amen. You might have done something minor. Amen. But all you have to do is repent. God knows your heart. He loves you. Amen. Why? Because you're trying to walk upright in the way. And when you try to walk upright in the way and you depend on him for help, he gives you help. He gives you grace. And what is grace? One definition of grace is God's ability. Another definition is unmerited favor, and there's more definitions, but one definition of grace is God's ability. The Bible says that God resists the proud, but he giveth more grace unto the humble. Amen? And when you humble yourself, you know, when you're in rebellion, you're not humbling yourself. You're exalting yourself against God, God's law, people, the conventions of civilization. You're just out and out rebellious. Amen? Glory to God. But, oh, when you want to obey God, he sees your heart, and he knows that you want to do right. Oh, the blessings that flow to you. Oh, the goodness that flows to you. God's, even when you're not hitting it exactly perfect, God's grace covers that thing for you. Amen? The Bible says that love covers a multitude of sins. Amen? And God is love, and he loves you. And he knows and he sees that you're trying to do right. Amen? Glory to God. And his grace covers. Glory to God. If you go a little to the left or right, God covers for that. Amen? That's not saying that you're right or wrong, but that's saying that you serve a wonderful, loving Heavenly Father. And he knows all about it. Amen? He knows your situation. Glory to God. Glory to God. And so he who keepeth the law, happy is he. But a rebellious person will reap just what he sows. Glory to God. God bless you tonight as we go on doing God's word in the strength of the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. And following Jesus. God bless you. Have a wonderful week. Everything going to be all right. Bless you. Bye-bye now.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams. Coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.